Young violinist Simone Porter is a rising star on the classical music scene, an emerging artist who's been described as passionate about her musical interpretation and a vibrant communicator. And like many young artists, her career got a boost from appearing on National Public Radio's From the Top, a show that KVNO carries on Sunday night that features talented young artists.
From the Top was sort of the optic that showed me what it meant to be, you know, a classical kid on the national level. Playing on it was an incredible experience. It was the first time I had played at Carnegie Hall. It was the first time that I had done any sort of radio or TV. And it really snowballed into multiple other opportunities, which I can see growing seeds that absolutely still manifest and are beneficial and fruitful now.
Born in 1996 in Seattle, Simone made her professional solo debut at age 10 with the Seattle Symphony and her international debut with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London at age 13. Now living in the LA area, she's already debuted with the New York Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and performed with a number of renowned conductors. She says she's excited about debuting with the Omaha Symphony this weekend, playing Mendelssohn's beloved violin concerto in E minor.
I'm really, really ecstatic that we're able to make this happen. And we're playing Mendelssohn, which is obviously a perennially beloved concerto. Everyone's heard it a lot, but everyone keeps coming back for it because I think certainly it just is that good.
Porter says this violin concerto is unique in several ways. The violin solo begins just moments after the orchestra plays, and the cadenza is at an unusual place. She says it's a great showpiece for a violinist.
I love how the narrative flow of this concerto. It always enchanted me because I felt like the journey that you set off on the very first notes continues. There's a through line until the very, very last note. So feeling that you're part of this singular story is always really, really fulfilling.
She says it's her first time to work with guest conductor Lydia Yovkovskaya, who leads the Omaha Symphony through several programmatic French works, including De Montant de Printemps by Lily Boulanger, Iberia No. 2 from Images by Claude Debussy, and Daphnis de Chloé, Suite No. 2 by Maurice Ravel. It's a concert that lovers of Mendelssohn and French repertoire will not want to miss. Tickets are on sale now at omahasymphony.org for both Friday and Saturday night 7:30 performances. From the KVNO Arts News Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.